Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Chers auditeurs, avant de plonger dans notre podcast d'archives, permettez-nous de vous offrir un brin de contexte. Ces enregistrements sont des témoins du passé, des fragments historiques précieux. Nous vous invitons à écouter avec curiosité et respect en explorant les voix et les sons qui ont façonné notre histoire, tout en acceptant que les propos sont eux aussi des moments d'archives et peuvent, dans certains cas très rares, porter à confusion aujourd'hui. Merci de votre compréhension et bon voyage dans nos archives.
Great pleasure to talk to Rachel Koo. Rachel is one of the faces of SBS Food. You have a program, the Paris Little Kitchen. Talk to us about it.
Yes, so really excited that the Little Paris Kitchen aired on SBS.
Are you still surprised by how much Australians love food?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I was in Australia was 4 years ago, and even then people were like, really into their food. You can see it, you know, the amount of restaurants, you know, the food festivals, people they get excited, people's eyes light up when you talk about food, you know, it's brilliant. So it's great when you get the opportunity to do TV shows which show people not just what you can cook at home, but also, you know, what you can discover by traveling and meeting people. And so with all the TV shows I've done, so the Little Paris Kitchen, you know, you discover Paris, but with these new shows, you're kind of discovering, you know, some of the cities I visited as well as London. So it's a real kind of combination of discovering a place, but also, you know, learning how to cook some delicious recipes too.
Coming out of your Little Paris Kitchen, did you feel you've sort of graduated to a much bigger kitchen?
So, I mean, I had a baptism of fire when I cooked in the Little Paris Kitchen. I mean, I cooked beforehand without a camera, but cooking with a TV camera, oh my goodness. If somebody had told me how difficult it was, then I don't think I would have filmed that show. So it was a real kind of a learning curve for me. So when we came to do the second series, or this new series, Rachel Koo's Kitchen Notebook, I said, no way we're filming in that small kitchen. It just, you need a little bit more space for the camera to move around. It just gives the viewer more options in terms of they get a diverse views of the food, because we were only getting one angle in the Little Paris Kitchen. And also, it just makes everybody's life a lot easier. I don't, you know, the camera guy in the Little Paris Kitchen, he got awfully sweaty. And so I often, you know, got a whiff of that. A little bit more space in the new show. It's still got, you know, it's still my kitchen in the sense that, like, I cleared out my kitchen in Paris. Some people, if you watch the Paris Kitchen, you'll probably spot a few bowls and pots and pans from my Paris Kitchen in the new show. So it's still got my personality in it. It's just a little bit bigger because we need to move a camera around.
If you moved away from your flat and so moved away from your apartment, how emotional were you when you turned the key and gave the key back to the estate agent?
Well, you know what? It's like people, they didn't film the mold on the ceiling. They didn't feel the paint peeling off, the windows not closing, the wires from the 60s. Living in that apartment is a lot different from filming that apartment. So I was actually quite happy because I'd been sleeping on a futon bed for 8 years. And when I moved to London, I got a real bed. And oh boy, it's so amazing being able to get into bed without having to fold it out, pull out all the blankets and, you know, put it together. And I have, you know, a washing machine. I have a real oven. I have a fridge. I have a freezer. I think I was ready to move on for me. And, you know, I will always look back at my little Paris apartment in, you know, I have many fond memories, but at the same time, I am too old to be sleeping on a futon bed.
Do you know, you just broke the dream of millions of Australians.
I'm sorry, but it's real life. Also, I am a businesswoman. I run my own business, and running a business in France is so complicated. They really like to give you a lot of paperwork. And it got to the point where I was spending more time on paperwork than creating content and being creative. And I was like, you know what? I want to have a life, and I don't want to be doing accounts all my life. I want to be out there experiencing things and writing recipes and doing TV shows and not dealing with the French bureaucracy. So I'm sorry.
there's a reason why there's so many French people here.
I totally get it. And in London, you know, you go, you're in South Kensington. It's just, you know, you could be in Paris because there's so many French people.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying French culture, news and current affairs? Maybe you are learning French. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/SBS French or on Twitter where we are at SBS French. A bientôt.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.